Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to our monthly shiur at the Boca Raton Synagogue Midrashah. It is early Yom Aleph of Rosh Chodesh Adar Bet this evening. Rosh Chodesh being Yom Chamishi and Yom Shishi, Erev Shabbos Kodesh. We usher in the month of Simcha, the month of Yeshua, the month of Vinahafachu. Mishenichnas Adar Kashem Sheminichnas Av Mimaatim B'Simcha Kach Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. It's a time of tremendous Simcha and Yeshua for Kal Yisrael. I chose to focus tonight's shiur on Mitzvah Parsha Zachor because the Shabbos before Purim, which is not this Shabbos but next Shabbos, Parshas Vayikra, we'll not only read Parshas Vayikra, Sefer Vayikra, but we will also read the passage from Sefer Devarim that commands us to remember Zechiras Amalek. This is a mitzvah that is traditionally observed specifically the Shabbos before Purim, given that Haman was Haman ben Hamadasa ha'Agagi, Tzorer ha'Yehudim. Agagi came from Agag. Agag was the king of Amalek. And Amalek, who is the original Amalek? Just so we know, there was Esav. Esav had a son named Eliphaz. Rabbi Zevlev says, what is Eliphaz? Eli-paz. Paz is gold. My God is gold. Eliphaz. Eli-paz. My God is gold. And he had a son named Amalek. So Amalek, the original Amalek, is actually a grandson of Esav HaRasha. Rav Salvechik says in the name of his grandfather, Rav Chaim Brisker, Zecher Tzadav HaKadosh Levracha, that Amalek today isn't anyone in any generation who stands up to destroy us and arises to destroy us. I think, of course, tonight we should have our brothers and sisters in the Ukraine certainly in mind when we talk about the wicked enemy that rises to destroy innocent people and wreak havoc in the world. So I'm going to begin by screen sharing, okay? And we're going to look at the passages where the Mechamas Amalek is outlined in the Torah. Okay, so when did Amalek actually come and attack us? The passage that we read from Parsha Zachor is from Sefer Devarim Perachav Hei, Psukim Yud Zayin through Yud Tes. However, that is when Moshe recalls at the end of his 40-year career before his demise, he recalls that Amalek came to attack us. That's when he tells us, Zachor, Sashar, Salach, Amalek. But the attack really happened 40 years earlier, and it's detailed for us in the Torah at the end of Parshas Beshalach. So Shmos, Ve'era, Bo, Beshalach are the Parshas of Shibu Mitzrayim and Yitzias Mitzrayim. Beshalach, we leave. Beshalach is Kriyas Yamsuf. Beshalach, Perak Ted Zayin, a man falls for the first time. And in Beshalach, Perak Yed Zayin, shortly after the Jews left Egypt, after Kriyas Yamsuf, but before Matan Torah, so we're like a brand new nation, and Amalek comes to attack us. So we begin our shir on Perek Yud Zayin of Sefer Shmos Pasuk Ches. Can you see that it is here on my screen, Palisbook? Yes, you could. Thank you so much. So we're in Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Ches. Vayavo Amalek vayilachem im Yisrael berfidim. Amalek came and they fought with Israel in Rephidim. Vayomer Moshe al Yoshua, and Moshe said to Yoshua, Bachar lanu anashim, choose for us men, v'tzehi lachim ba'amalek, and go out and fight with Amalek. Machar nochi no nitzav al Rosh HaGiva, u'mate alokim biyadi, the famous mata with which Moshe did so many miracles and smote the Egyptians. Rabbi Zavlov says that mata serves three purposes. A mata is to hit, to smote, a mata is to lean upon, and a mata is also to show dominion. The mata of Moshe did these three things over the enemy. It hit the Egyptians with the makos, it gave the Bnei Yisrael, so to speak, a crutch to lean upon, and it showed Paro that Moshe had dominion over him. I'm going to take this famous mata, I'm going to go to the top of the hill with the mata of God in my hand. Vayas Yoshua kasher amar lo Moshe lihilachim ba'malik, u'moshe aron v'chur alu rosh ha'giva. So Yoshua did what Moshe told him to do, to fight against the Amalek. Moshe, Aaron, his brother, and Hur, the son of Miriam, went up to the top of the hill. It was when Moshe raised his hands, Israel was winning, and when he rested his hands down, Amalek was winning. And Rashi says it, and Unka says it, is it that the hands of Moshe won the war, and Israel turned their heads towards Shamayim when they davened in prayer, when they relied on the Ribono Shel Olam, when they looked up to Shamayim, Ein lanu amila hisha'ein, ala alavinu sheba Shamayim. So then they were winning, and when they forgot about the Ribono Shel Olam kaviyachal, that's when they were losing. His hands were heavy in prayer, and they took a stone and he sat upon it. And Aaron and Hul had to support his hand on this side and at that side. His hands were raised in prayer until the morning sun. So we are told that Yoshua weakened Amalek and his people by sword, but we are not told that they were utterly destroyed. And what does Hashem say to Moshe? Vayom Hashem a Moshe, k'sov zos zikaron b'sefer. So here's the first time when we see this idea of zikaron in regard to Amalek. Write this down, zikaron b'sefer, a remembrance in the book, v'sim ba'ozne Yehoshua, because you, Moshe, are not going to live forever. You're going to hand over this book of zikaron to Yehoshua. Ki macho emcha et zecher Amalek mitachar shemayim. I will surely destroy the remembrance of Amalek from under the heavens. And Moshe built them Mizbech, and he called the name of the Mizbech Hashem Nisi. Hashem is my banner. Vayomer. There is a hand against the throne of God, the war of Hashem and Amalek from generation to generation. And we know, it's not lo echad bilfar amar aleinu chaloseinu. It is a war, midor dar. And why is it case and call in this last pasuk here of Perek Yud Zayin? It should say kisei, ki yad al kisei, then yud, then hey, then vav, then hey. So Rashi says famously, the throne of God is not shalei, and the name of God is not Shalem as long as Amalek exists in this world. So therefore, it's Yad al Kase. The Aleph from Kisei is missing, and the Yud, then Hey, that Vav and Hey is also missing from Shem Hashem. I was just listening earlier to Shiva Rabbi Zavlev, and he said Kase is like from the word Kisui, because when Amalek is in this world, it's like Hashem is covered up, so to speak. Kisui is to cover. So it's like Hashem is covered up. It's hard to distinguish. It's hard to find Hashem. When Amalek is in this world, we all know the gematria, famous for her. The gematria of Amalek is Safek. Safek is doubt. Amalek injects a doubt into the world psyche. Is there a Ribon Shalom? Isn't there a Ribon Shalom? Is everything by happenstance? Is everything by random chance? Amalek does not believe in God. And he wants to put this Safek, this idea of doubt, which is the gematria of Amalek. So case, the truncated word for throne of God, is like kisui, covered up. So we know that the throne of God is not complete, and the name of God is not complete until the name of Amalek will be eradicated from this world. So this, what you see here from Parshas Beshach, is when Amalek actually came to attack the Bnei Israel after we left Egypt. That's not what we read by Parshas Zachar. Now we go to Sefer Devarim, Perek Chaf Hei, which you see on my screen here. I prepared it for you. I'm going to move you so you can also see the Rashis. And these three psukim are what constitute the reading of Parshas Zachar. Zachar, so this is what Moshe says at the end of the 40-year journey. Zachar is asher asalcha Amalek b'derech b'tseis chamim Mitzrayim. You should remember what Amalek did to you on the way when you were coming out of Egypt. Asher karcha b'derech v'yizanei b'chal kol ha'nechashalim acharecha v'ata ayefi yagei v'lo yirei elokim. They chanced upon you upon the way. And they smote the weak ones at the rear. And you were weary and tired. And according to Rashi, Amalek did not fear God. The Medrash Esther Rabba says in Parasha Hey, Asher Karcha Badarach, the Pasuk says about Mordechai, Mordechai Yada Ashal Asher Kara. Mordechai knew everything that happened. When the edict of extermination went out, the Pasuk tells us that Mordechai knew everything Asher Kara. And the Medrash says, what did Mordechai know? The Ben Benosha Karahu. It says by Amalek Asher Kar Chabadarach, and it says that Mordechai Yada Shal Kol Asher Kara. Mordechai knew everything that happened, because here we have a descendant of Amalek in Haman rising up to destroy us once again. They chanced upon you on the way. So Amalek puts this suffix. Maybe everything is a coincidence. Yesh Mikra Ba'olam, says Amalek, everything is a coincidence in this world. Furthermore, Karcha is from the root word cold. Kar is something cold. What does that have to do with anything? So let's look at Rashi. So Rashi on this side of the screen says, we're in Parachav Hey of Devarim Pasuk Yedches, Lashon Mikra. It's just happenstance. It's just random chance. There's no God divinely orchestrating events of this world. Everything happens by random chance. Davar Achar, another explanation, says Rashi, Lashon Keri Vituma, Shahi Mit'amam B'mishkamat Zechur. It's also a reference to a man's omission, because they would defile the Israelites with homosexual relation. Davar Achar. Another interpretation, it's from cold and hot. Amalek cooled you off from your boiling hot temperature. What does that mean? When the Israelites left Egypt, everyone was afraid of you. They say it in Oz Yashir that the Nebrians trembled, the Canaanites trembled, everyone was afraid. Look what happened to Paro, look what happened to the Egyptians, look at the Temakos, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, nobody wanted to touch you. Ubaza, Vihischa, Vahera, Makom Lachirim. But this one came and he said, you know, the Jews aren't so untouchable after all. And he gives a very famous mashal, quoting the Medrash, Mashal la Ambati Rotachas. It's like a boiling hot bath. She'ein kol bria yichola le'reid betocho. Everyone's afraid of the bath, no one's able to go into the bath, it's too hot, no one wants to be burned. Ba ben Blial, this one scoundrel comes, kafatz v'yarad l'tocha, he gets up and he jumps into the bath. Aval pisha nichva hakareya osa b'fnei acherim, even though that scoundrel was burned, he doesn't care to be burned, he jumps in, and now he cooled off the water for everybody else. So asher karcha b'derech l'shon mikra, everything is chance. Amalek is suffic because they want to show that God is not orchestrating the events here. Kar milashon cold, because they cooled off the hot scalding waters of Israel, and they showed everybody Israel's not as untouchable as you think. They can be attacked, they can be smothered. And finally, carry from a seminal omission of a man because they defiled Israel with homosexual relations. Furthermore, so this is just such a powerful Rashi quoting Medrash Tanchuma, Makat Zanav, a blow to the tail. Choseich Milos Vizore Kafe Mala. What would a Malik do? They would cut off the place of Bris Mila. I'm just cut off the place of Bris Mila and throw it up to the Ribono Shel, so to speak. So symbolically, they were showing that there's no God and these people do not have a covenant with the Ribono Shel. But just physically, to think of the pure degree of cruelty of Amalek. And I always think to myself that if we didn't have the Nazis, we would find this Rashi hard to believe. Who could be so cruel? Who could do such a horrific thing? But because we have the Amalek of Yimach Shmon V'Zichron, the Nazis in the last century, so we know it's possible. There is nothing that is too cruel when it comes to the Jews. V'haya, and it will be V'haniach Hashem Elokecha L'kol L'ch these words shall be, you hear them every single year on Pasha Zachar. And it will be when God gives you rest from your enemies all around in the land that God is giving you as an inheritance to take possession of, you shall erase the remembrance of Amalek from under the heavens, lo tishkach. And is a mitzvah de'oraisa. De'oraisa zachor es asher asalach Amalek, to remember what Amalek did to us, and also lo tishkach. So zachor is the positive mitzvahs ase of remembering Amalek, and lo tishkach is what we call the lo tase, the lav de'oraisa of not forgetting. So what I want to do now is go with you to, I prepared Sefer HaChinuch, and as far as I remember, I don't even actually think that I ever learned the Sefer HaChinuch inside before, so I'm going to take you to my handout. Here we go. We're going to look at the Sefer HaChinuch. Okay, do you see it says Sefer HaChinuch Mitzvah 603? Yes, thank you very much. Okay, perfect. Okay, so Sefer HaChinuch Mitzvah, Taf Reish Gimel. Here we go. Lizkar Masha Asalan Amalek. I know you see all the Hebrew on the screen. I'm translating everything that I'm saying. So if you're not familiar with the Lashon HaKodesh, do not worry. You could still benefit. I'm translating everything. But there's mamash a mitzvah de'oraisa to remember what Amalek did to us. Literally, there's a mitzvah de'oraisa to matzah. There's a mitzvah de'oraisa to hear shofar. There's a mitzvah de'oraisa not to light a fire in all your dwelling places on Shabbos Kodesh. There's a mitzvah de'oraisa to a woman in need not to come close. There is a de'oraisa to remember what Amalek did. And we just looked at Perek Yud Zayin B'Shalach, the actual battle, and then we looked at Moshe reminiscing 40 years later and telling us, listen, before my death, I have to tell you something important. You have to remember, thou shalt not forget. So let's see what the Sefer HaChinuch, which was written anonymously in the 1300s, goes through a count of every single mitzvah in the Torah, of the 613. Let's see what he has to say. Shanitztavinu lizkar masha asa Amalek liYisrael. We have been commanded to remember what Amalek did to Israel. Shehizchil lihisgaros bam b'tzeisim mitzrayim. They were the first ones who attacked us when we were leaving Egypt. No other nation and no other kingdom dared put their hand against us until Amalek came along. Okay, like the pasuk says, Reishis Goyim Amalek. Amalek is called Reishis Goyim. They are the first of all nations. The first of what? The first to attack us. V'targumu. And the Targum explains what's Reishis Goyim Amalek. Targum Unklus. Reish Karivai, the Yisrael Havai Amalek. The first ones to come close. The first ones to attack Israel were Amalek. Imagine the audacity of such a nation that they were so not velo yare Elohim. There was absolutely no fear of God that they were not afraid to touch this people who just brought decimation to Egypt. Shall call how you Yireyim mehem. That's what I just told you. Every nation was afraid of Israel. Bishamam hayad hagadola asher asa lahem Hashem v'Mitzrayim. Every single nation in the world was so afraid when everybody heard about the strong hand and the great hand that God did for them in Egypt. V'ha'amalekim bat amalekim b'ro'a alibam, with the evil in their heart, u'b'mizgam hara, and their bad temperament. Lo shasu libam l'chozah, their heart did not pay attention to any of this. V'yizgarubam, and they came and they provoked us and they attacked us. V'ha'aviru mitoch kach yirasam hagdola milev shar umbo. So it's not only that Amalek attacked us, but through what they did, they removed the fear of Israel from the hearts of all the other nations of the world. Now everyone else, now PDOT, now BDS, now the, I don't know what other organizations are there, now J Street, now everyone could come on and say, you know what, Israel's talking not so hot, they're not as great as they think they is, and not only that, their God is not as great as they think he thinks he is. Like the rabbis say in Medrash Tanchuma, and now the Chinuch quotes what we saw in Rashi, Masha liyora rotachas, she'en kol bria yichola le'rei detocha, uba achad v'kafetz v'yarei detocha. There's a boiling hot tub, and no person wants to go into that bath. It's too hot. One guy gets up and he jumps inside. It's the opposite of Nachshon ben Aminadav sheyara liyam techila. Afal pisha nechva haker oso lacherim. Even though he was burned, he cooled off the water for everybody else. Val zechiras in yanim zen nemar. And in regard to remembering these things, the Torah mamash says it's a mitzvah zechar es asher salacha malik v'derech b'tzeischa mimitzrayim. This is a deoraisa, just like Shabbos, just like shiluach hakein, just like kibud aveim, just like lo tirtzach. You got to remember Amalek. Mishar sheha mitzvah, says the Chinuch. What is the root of the mitzvah? Lateit ali benu shakol ha mitzvah li Yisrael sanui lifnei Hashem Baruch Hu. Wow, that's a pretty amazing first statement to say by the Shar Sheha Mitzvah. The first thing you have to know is to put in your heart that anyone who causes antagonizes, who causes pain, who is mitzvah to Yisrael, is hated before Hashem. So this is a nation that is reviled by God. Ukif v'chi l'fi ra'aso v'aramas rav nizko tiya mapala tov ra'aso. According to his wickedness and his cunningness, his great cunningness and the damage he causes, that's how great his downfall will be. So the greater his wickedness is, that's how great his downfall will be. Kimo sha'ata motzei ba'amalek. Like you find with Amalek, they did a terrible thing against Israel. They perpetrated a terrible evil. So why is it such a drastic punishment? This is the only nation that we are commanded to smote the men, the women, the children without question. Get rid of them totally. Annihilate them. Not even their animals. Never make peace with them until the 100th generation, you must destroy them because their punishment is so grave, because their wickedness is so grave. Midinei ha-mitzvah, the law of the mitzvah, ma'asha amu zichon alav racha, what the Gemara says in Maseches Megillah, shechiyuv zichira zo hi balev u'bepeh. Where do we have to remember Amalek? In your mouth? You got to talk about Amalek. You have to know what Amalek did. You have to tell your children about the Holocaust. You have to tell your children about the Arab victims of terror. Do not forget that your other Jews are suffering. Do not forget that there is an Amalek alive and well. Asher karcha baderech. They defile us impurely. They make us impure with ritual, ethical impurity. Mishkav zachur. They cut off the choseich mako mila. They are brutally horrific with physical torture. They make us cold before everybody else. And they make it seem like everything is mikra ba'olam. You have to talk about it. You have to tell your children. Take them on a heritage tour. Buy them a Holocaust book. Tell them about your grandparents or your great-grandparents. This is about us. Before, you want to celebrate Purim, you want to have the Simcha of Purim, and the Chinuch is going to get to that in 1 minute. You want to have the Simcha of Purim, that's geschmack. But you got to remember what the enemy was and who the enemy was and where Haman came from. And you have to fulfill this mitzvah d'oraisa. The Gemara says in Maseches Megillah, it's a zechira b'lev, in your heart, u'bapeh. And in your mouth, you got to remember inside, and you have to talk about it. V'chein hu b'sifri, and so it says in the sifri, zachar sasher asa yochal b'vavcha. Does it mean to only remember in your heart? Kishahu omer lo tishka charei shichacha salev amura. Ma ani mekayim zachor. So the sifri says, is it only to remember in your heart? Lo tishkach, do not forget, means do not forget in your heart. So what is zachor? Shetehe shona beficha. Vishinantam livanecha. Should be sharp on your tongue. Shona beficha. It's to lo tishkach, believe. Zachor bapa. Ad kan b'sifri. Until there is the sifri. Kadesh lo yishkach hadavar. You know the slogan that goes around the world, never forget? It came from the Torah first, a long time ago. Kadesh lo yishkach hadavar, pentel chalash evaso, lest your hatred for Amalek weakens, lest you forget who your enemy is, lest you have mercy on them. I mean, they're not really so bad. They didn't really mean it. We could make peace with them. We could shake hands with them. We could be friends with them. We could be brothers. We could sit in an interfaith prayer gathering. They're Amalek. You cannot sit with them. Pentechalesh evaso, do not let your hatred, your enmity against this person, against this nation weaken. V'tichzor mehalavavos baruch hazmanim. And after time passes, it might be removed from your heart. No, says the Torah, it may not be removed from your heart. V'al hazkira hazos b'leiv u'bapeh, and in regard to this remembrance in your heart and in your mouth, continues the chinuch. This is the entire chinuch, mitzvah 603, taf reish gimel. Lo yadanu ba. Now he addresses something halacha lemaisa. When do we fulfill this mitzvah? So we all know when we fulfill the mitzvah. What's the kasha? The Shabbos before Purim. I make sure to go to shul. They even have kriya satorah in the afternoon for the woman who can't get out with the young children. I know when it is. Lo yadanu ba zman kavua b'shana ubayom. We do not have a kavua time in the year, or is it a day? Like the Torah doesn't say. It just says zachar sosharos alachal malik b'derech b'tzeis chamim mitzrayim. When should I remember? It doesn't give me a set time. It doesn't say ba'asar l'chodesh hazev v'nisim esnaf shoshechem. So you tell me a specific time. You tell me a specific time on the 10th of the month. You should have Yom Kippur. On this night, it's Leil Shumurim, you should eat matzah. Every seventh day is Shabbos. I know when to fulfill these mitzvahs. What is the set time in the year or the day to fulfill Zechiras Amalek? It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. I got to know how to fulfill it. How do I fulfill it? K'moshe nitztavinu b'zechiras yitzias mitzrayim b'chol yom u'b'chol laila. When it comes to yitzias mitzrayim, you have to remember it every day and every night. So it's not a problem. I know when I have to fulfill it. V'atam ki b'zechira ha'hi ikar adas. By yitzias mitzrayim, it is one of the foundations of our religion. So you have to remember it every day and every night. We say the Shema. We remember Mitzrayim. Ukemoshe here chavnu hadibur alzeh baharbe. Okay, I've already taught you, but Yetzias Mitzrayim, he says in many other places. But the kasha remains, when do we have to remember Amalek? Aval tam zechiras masha asa Amalek. But in terms of remembering what Amalek did, einu rak shelo tishkach sinaso milibenu. It's not just not to forget the hatred in your heart. V'dai lanu bazel diskar ha'inyan pam achas b'shana ol b'shtei shanim o shalosh. Okay? 700-800 years ago, and in the time of Chazal, how often did they go through Kriyas HaTorah? So by us, we know it's every year, by Simchas Torah. We finish with Zos HaBracha, we have Chasim Bereshis, and we start Bereshis Baralukim, so Shemayim Vesaretz. No, so the Sefer Chinuch says in the 1300s, you know, it's enough to remember once a year, or once every 2 years, or once every 3 years. V'hinei b'chol mekom m'sisrael korim sefer Torah, all places in Israel where they read from the Sefer Torah, b'shana achas, they finish it in 1 year, that's like us, o b'shtayim o shalosh, l'chol pachos, at the very least, by us, we finish once a year. But in some communities, they finish the Sefer Torah once every 2 years, and in some communities, they finish the Sefer Torah once every 3 years. So I will just tell you that in my Sefer HaChinuch, the art school points out something very, very interesting. Interestingly, in the Rambam, just a little bit of history, okay? The Rambam writes in Mishneh Torah Hilchos Tefillah, the common widespread custom in all Jewry is the Torah reading is completed once a year. The Torah is completed in a year. There are those who completed in 3 years, the Rambam writes this, but it is not a widespread custom. However, it's mentioned far before the Rambam in the Babylonian Talmud, in Maseches Megillah, Talmud Bavli. The Gemara says that the custom of the Westerners, i.e. the Jews in the land of Israel, is to finish the Torah once every 3 years. Bavel was to the east of Eretz Yisrael. So in the Gemara, when it says b'ma'arava omrim, in the west they say, they're talking about Eretz Yisrael. So going back to Babylonian times, in Bavel and in Eretz Yisrael, they had different minhagim as to when they lay in the parashios and when they would finish the Torah. And this obviously affects Parsha Zachar. Interestingly, in the Rambam's lifetime, I'm just quoting a little piece of history from my footnote in my Sefer HaChinuch, the renowned traveler, Binyamin of Tudila, wrote about the community in Mitzrayim. two quarters of Cairo, the adjacent city of Fostat, where the Rambam lived most of his adult life. So there are two large synagogues there. We're talking about in Egypt. One for the people of the land of Israel, and one for the people of Bavel. So just like today, you have the Ashkenazi minyan, you have the Sephardi minyan, you have the Nusach Ha'ari. So guess what? In the Rambam's time in Cairo, they had a shul for the those who came from the Babylonian Jews. They had a shul for those who came from the Eretz Yisrael Jews. The people of Bavel have the practice of reading a portion of Torah every week, as is done in Spain. And so they complete it within 1 year. Whereas the people of the land of Israel do not follow this practice. They make every portion three parts, and they complete the Torah at the end of 3 years. If someone were to come and do that today, we would think that they were probably like landed from the moon. You're not Bikoros. That's not what we do. But it happens to be that there were those who finished the Torah once a year, or once every 2 years, or once every 3 years, l'chol pachos, at the very least. V'hinehim yotzim b'kach mitzvah zu. So when you come up to Devar and Parachafei, so you yotzei this mitzvah once every 3 years. V'ulai ne'amar, perhaps we could say, ki minhagam shal Yisrael b'pasha zachar, l'kroso b'shabbos miyuchad. So he says, you know what? We could say, going back 700-800 years ago, that the meaning of Yisrael, when it comes to Parsha Zachar, is to read it on a designated Shabbos b'chol shana v'shana Torahi. To have a designated Shabbos every year, and that is the law. Torahi, that's the law. Umipnei mitzvah zuhu shekavoa kein. And because of this mitzvah, shekavu kein, they established it like this. And when is that one Shabbos a year? V'hu ha-shabbos lefnei purim la'olam. You know when we have established? Because that's Let's say you finish the Torah in 1 year. So when you get up to the Varim Chafei, you'll be Otzei. But let's say you finish it every 2 years. And let's say you're from the communities in Eretz Yisrael, you only finish it every 3 years. So you might risk forgetting in your heart and not saying in your mouth what Amalek did. So we have established a minhag. We choose a designated Shabbos every year. And when is that Shabbos? Next week for us, it's Parshas Vayikra. V'hu ha-Shabbos lefnei Purim la'olam. We have established that the Shabbos before Purim, before you have the celebration, you have to have the remembrance. V'din yeh l'kroso b'yom Purim. And really, according to the law, it would be appropriate to read it on Purim, says the Sefer HaChinuch. L'fi shehu mi'inyano shel yom. It's mi'inyano diyoma. Maybe we should start off the day before Megillah in the morning, and Kriyas HaTorah and Shal, we should read. It's Chiras HaMalek. That's what the Sefer HaChinuch says. The din is that you should read it on Purim. You know, lahavdil, because it's not halacha from Torah, but it reminds me a little bit of the fact that in Israel, they have Yom HaZikaron before Yom HaAtzmut. Before you celebrate, you have to remember. And that's really this idea here. Now, I have no idea why the founders of the state put Yom HaZikaron before Yom HaAtzmaut. But it's this idea of before the celebration, before we have the Simchas Purim, you have to have the somber remembrance of Zechiras Amalek, and you should have in mind. You're fulfilling a mitzvah d'oraisa. And the Chinuch says, interestingly, the truth is, you should really read it before Purim. Why? No, I'm sorry. You should really read it beyond Purim, on Purim itself. Maybe that should be the Kriyas HaTorah for Purim morning, after Zechiras HaMalek. Everyone's in shul anyway. Then you have Megillah, Lefishuhu Minyanu Shel Yom. It's Minyanu Diyoma. There could not be anything more Minyanu Diyoma than Zechiras HaMalek when you read about Haman and Achashverosh. They sat down to drink. V'hamelech v'haman yashu lishtos. Pour some cognac. We're going to exterminate the Jews. It's Gevaldik. V'ayir shusha nevocha. It's in Yanei Diyoma. Ki Haman HaRasha, why? Haya Mizara, because Haman HaRasha, one of the main characters of the Purim narrative, is from the seed of Amalek. Av Alohodiya Shekodem Nezeh, Nitztavinu Bizchiras O Kavua Parsha Kodem LePurim. But to make it known, but before you talk about the Nes of Purim, we have been commanded by this remembrance, and it has been established to practice it before Purim. Av Al Smucha LePurim, but it should be near Purim, which is right near Purim. So you could have Zechiras Amalek, maybe in Cheshvan, they'll say, get together and do Zechiras HaMalek. No, because it's Minyanei Diyoma, you have to remember right near to Purim. Okay, so the Inyan of the Zechira should be near the Inyan of the celebration. Women, especially Ashkenazi women, have taken upon themselves the mitzvah of Parsha Zachar. And there are afternoon readings in the Ashkenazic communities. I don't know about the Sephardic communities. And the Ashkenazic communities, so women who have young children and couldn't get out in the morning can go hear Parsha Zachar. interestingly, the Daoraisa is not incumbent upon women, and you're going to see why. V'no had that mitzvah zu b'chol makom u'b'chol zman bizcharem. Now, I'm not saying I'm not going to go this year. I'm not telling you not to go this year. But it's interesting to see that the actual Daoraisa is applicable to men in all places, in all times. It's a mitzvah that never expires until Hashem will erase a malik mitachas ha'shamayim lo tishkach bizcharem. It's a very practical reason why the mitzvah is incumbent upon the males. Ki lahem la'asos ha'milchama. The Nikmas Ha'ayev, because it's the men who go to war, it's the men who battle, and it's they who take revenge against the enemy. Since it's the men who go to war, it's they who have to remember. Remember, the purpose of remembering is V'haya Bahaniach Hashem Elokecha Lecha Mikol Aivecha Misaviv Ba'aretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Noseinecha Nachal Adrishta 25:19 in Devarim Timchad Zechar Amalek. How should you obliterate the name? You should go out and kill them. You should make a Mechames Mitzvah. Who does the Mechames Mitzvah? So the men. Therefore, it's a mitzvah for the Zecharim, because it's upon them to make the war and to take revenge. Velo l'nashim. And the Chinuch says, and it's not upon the woman. When Moshe counted the Shishim Ribio Osos the Torah, the 600,000 Jews, we're talking about the men are called Yotzei Tzava. That's who's counted. So it's upon the men. V'ha over al zeh v'lo zachar v'kare b'fiv v'lo zachar v'kara b'fiv v'olam ma'asha asa amal Yisrael batel asezu. You don't remember. You don't talk about it. It's removed from your heart. You are batel. This mitzvah ase v'gam over alav. There's two sides to the coin of Amalek. One side is the zechira of the coin. The other side of the coin is lo tishkach. So he who does not remember is batel the ase, and he's also over the lav of lo tishkach. Now, the very next mitzvah is the mitzvah of lo tishkach. And we're not going to go through the whole thing. That was the entire mitzvah, taf reish gimel. Yeah, the entire mitzvah Taf Reish Gimel of the Chinuch. Now let's go to mitzvah 604, Taf Reish Dalid, and it's the flip side of the coin. It's a much shorter excerpt for you here. You'll see it's much shorter. Limchos Zaro Mina Olam. What is the very next mitzvah? So that was the mitzvah to remember. This is the mitzvah to actually destroy and erase their seed from the world. Ba'la Hargacha Hashkeim Lahargo. It's not cruel. It's not bad. They're coming to kill us. Again, forget what Rashi says. Psha, you're weak. They smote the weak ones at the rear. They go after the easiest ones to kill first. They go after the defenseless. They go after the children. My son said, I think it was in Belzec, the concentration camp of Belzec, when he went on his heritage tour after one of his years in Israel, they used to bring, it was a pure extermination camp, not a forced labor camp, not a concentration camp, but there was labor. It was just extermination. Dump trucks filled with Jewish babies, and then they would pick up the back of the dump truck, and the contents of the truck would fall into the pit, and they would either burn them or bury them alive. So nobody would believe that Amalek would be Chosech Milos Vizor Kape Mala, unless we knew in our day and age that such a thing, Rachman son, was true. So this isn't cruelty. Klai Yisrael is not a cruel nation. Klai Yisrael is Rachmanim Baishanim and Gomei Chasadim. But what should he do if somebody comes to kill you? It's a principle. Fashion's Mishpatim tells you, someone's coming to kill you, so get up and kill them. We're not cruel. We're the most compassionate and merciful people. We're the most compassionate and merciful army in the whole world. But someone comes to kill you, you have to defend yourself. These people want to obliterate us, annihilate us, destroy us from upon the face of the world. Yashno am echad mefuzer mefurat bein ha'amim v'daseim shonos mekalam v'daseim melech einim osim v'lo melech ein sho v'lo hanicha. Why do you need them? It's not worth it to kill them. Not worth it to keep them. Va'yives be'einav l'shloach yad b'morachai. He was cheap in Haman's eyes only to kill Mordechai. Mordechai annoys him. So you know what I'm going to do? Oh, he's a Jew. I'm going to kill everybody. Yav ha'mitzvah l'mchoz zaro min ha'olam. Timchad zeichar ha'malek mitachas ha'shamayim lo tishkach. They're pouring dump trucks of your children into the pit in the extermination camp. They're using your babies as bricks in the wall when there aren't enough bricks. They're cutting off the male organ of Mila while the man is alive. So you want to celebrate Purim? Gishmak. But don't forget who Haman was. And don't forget what the world wants to do to you. And do not let down your guard. They enter a suffix, a doubt. Amalek equals suffix. Is there a God? Isn't there a God? Is everything coincidence? Isn't it coincidence? The kisei of Hashem is not shalem. Says Rabbi Zev, kisei is from the word kisui. Hashem is covered up, so to speak, as long as Amalek exists. Shenitztavinu limchol zarosha amalek v'la'avod zichro min ha'olam. We have been commanded to destroy, to erase, blot out the seed of Amalek, and to destroy and annihilate their remembrance from the world. Zachar u'nekeva. Do not have mercy, male and female. You know who the driver was. What was her name? I know her name. Something with a T and a B. Tamimi. Yamach Shema v'zichra. She drove the bomber to Sabaro. She was so proud of it. She was released as a hero. She goes around the world lecturing. She drove the bomber to Sabaro. Zacharo Nekeva. The mother set up celebration tents and they give out candy. Don't feel bad, says Ribbon Shem. You have to know when mercy is misplaced. Zachar, you have to raise the males. And Nekeva, you have to raise the females. Gadol v'katan. It's nothing wrong. What do they want to do to you? So the minute the baby comes out of between the mother's legs, said Paro, when the baby is still on the birthing stool, if it is a boy, you shall kill him. Taf v'nashim, the youngest to the women. Mida k'neged mida. V'al zeh ne'emar, on the pasuk says, Timcheh et zechar Amalek, shebeklal zachar hu hakol. Timcheh et zechar Amalek, you have to destroy hakol, all of them. V'zo min ha-mitzvah ha-mutalot al ha-tzibur kulan. This is a mitzvah that is a mitzvah tzibur, a mitzvah for the community at large, for the whole kihila. V'ki'inyan sha'amu zechona levracha, like the Gemara says in Maseches Sanhedrin, shalosh mitzvos, three mitzvos, nitztavu Yisrael b'shak nisan la'aretz. So interesting, the Gemara says in Maseches Sanhedrin Chof, that there are three mitzvos that we were commanded from the time we entered, when Israel entered the land of Israel. So these are mitzvos ha'tluyos ba'aretz. Shemitah is a mitzvah tluyos ba'aretz. Chuman Meiser is a mitzvah tluyos ba'aretz. Yov is a mitzvah tluyos ba'aretz. Aliyah l'regel is a mitzvah tluyos ba'aretz. Because if you're not in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have the base of mitzvah. You can't be all l'regel. So another mitzvah, tliyos ba'aretz, three mitzvahs that we were commanded when we entered the land. One, limnos lahamelach, som tasim alach hamelach, appoint a king. Two, v'livnos lahem beis habechira, to build the beis hamikdash. Three, ulahachris zera amalek. We could talk about bikurim after, we could talk about chuma maisa after. There's three things that tzibur has to do when they enter into Eretz Yisrael. To appoint a king, to build the beis hamikdash, and to destroy the seed of Amalek. Uba emes ki gam ahu. And the truth is, says the Chinuch, no one take any chalila practical advice from here, because today no one should do this. God forbid. Uba emes ki gam al kol yachidim Yisrael hascharim mutal chiyuv lahargam ula avda mina olam. The truth is that it is really a mitzvah for every yachid be Yisrael. The males, the scharim, this chiyuv is incumbent upon him, lahargam ula avda min ha'olam. So first he says it's a mitzvah on the tzibur, but then he says, you know, the reality is, says the chinuch, it's really a mitzvah yachid as well. And if you come across Amalek, it is mutal hachiyuv lahargam ula avda min ha'olam. So obviously today we do not practice like this, we don't paskin like this, and no one is chalila v'chas going to do this. If an individual has the koach in his hand, in any place, in any time, he should fulfill this mitzvah. If you tack or find one from their seed, if you've come across an Amalek, so you should say, wait a minute, I'm a yachid, but I'm to come into Pambi. Va'over alze, ubali yado echen mizara malik, v'yeshafik biyado lahargo v'lo hogo, bata aseze. And someone who is over, because it comes to your hand, the opportunity to kill someone from Zera Amalek, v'yeshafik biyado lahargo v'lo hogo, bata aseze. You have an opportunity, laho reig, as this individual, and you don't. You are batal this mitzvah's asay of Timcheh et Zecher Amalek, and finally the mitzvah of Lo Tishkach. I have so much more I wanted to tell you, but I do not have time. So I'm going to end with, I have to choose, I had so much more that I wanted to tell you. Rav Soloveitchik says, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ksov zos zikaron b'sefer v'sim ba'oznei Yehoshua. Put this, write this in the book, the remembrance, and put it in the ears of Yehoshua. Ki macho emcha et zecher Amalek mitachas ha-shamayim. Says Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, the Rav Zatzal, the eternity of the Jewish nation is based upon continuity. And this continuity, in turn, is based mainly on memory, Even in the passage in Beshalach, Perek Yud Zayin of Shemosh, we are still told Zikaron Basefer, Zachar Amalek, even though that's not the passage we read by Shabbos Parsha Zachar. Immediately in the aftermath of the attack, we are told that there is an idea, Ksov Zos Zikaron Basefer. I just thought something interesting. What poetic justice, Perek Vav Pasuk Aleph in the Megillah, Balayla Hohu Nadadash Nas HaMelech, Vayomer Lahavi Sefer HaZichronos, Divrei HaYamim Lefanav. He calls the king to bring the Sefer HaZichronos. We have an obligation to be Zecher Amalek. It was through the Sefer HaZichronos that Amalek met their downfall. Here lies the fundamental difference, says the Rab, between the non-Jewish world and the Jewish nation. The world etches its history on tablets, on stones, on statues and pyramids. They have museums to the extinct races and the extinct glorious empires who came before us. While our cultural history is based not on tablets, not on stones, not on statues, and not on pyramids, our cultural history is based primarily on memory. At the same time that Moshe commanded Yehoshua to write, Ksov Zos, he also commanded him to remember, Zikaron Basefer. While the modern world, says Rabbi Soloveitchik, suffers from memory deficit, our attaining the state of Israel is thanks to the eternal memory of Knesset Yisrael. I'm going to end by quoting from Rabbi Dr. Norman Lamb, Zichrono Levracha, Vahair Shushan Nevocha. The city of Shushan was perplexed. Amelech v'Haman Yashu Listos, the king and Haman sat down to drink. Let's toast Alechayim to the death of the Jews. And the city of Shushan was perplexed, says Rabbi Dr. Norman Lamb. Perplexed. The word perplexed is too weak. Perhaps overwhelmed is more accurate. Persian Jewry was completely unprepared for the possibility of genocide. In Persia, the Jews thought, it can't happen here. Surely civilized men and in a cultured society do not transform into beasts. The Jews of Persia were comfortable in their society. They were being entertained in the White House of the Persians and the Medes. They were accepted as citizens of the empire. They were subjects of the king. They did not stand out as Jews. When Haman ascended to the office of prime minister, they thought that despite his tendency to extremism, despite his secretiveness and his reputation for aggression, he would be good for the empire and especially for business, and therefore it would be good for them, the Jews, too. Their naivete left them vulnerable, exposed to the sudden and climactic awareness of human bestiality and degradation. The bitter truth came as a traumatic revelation, and their naivete left them incredulous and defenseless. When we forget this, lo tishkach, when we forget this, says Rabbi Dr. Norman Lamb, when we ignore the demonic potential of man, we slip into a naive faith, which leaves us vulnerable. And that is downright dangerous. This occurred not only in ancient days. In modern times, we have been shocked when we experienced the horrifying phenomenon of man into monster. And in our naivete, we Jews forget the first victim of demonic man is usually the Jew. All humans are capable of such hatred, not only peasants and ignorant rednecks, I'm quoting, but also poets and philosophers and statesmen, regardless of social, economic, or political, or religious, or intellectual class or status. We forget, lo tishkach, that the evil side of man is crouched in utopian visions. Today, after the bloody encounter of Amalek in the Holocaust, we should be cured at this naivete. Only by means of such vigilance, Zachor, lo tishkach, Ksov Zos Zikaron Basefer, do not suffer a memory deficit. They may be etched in the pyramids and the tombs and the basilica. Our national history and destiny is etched in memory. Only by means of such vigilance can we bring that great day, the day of the Messiah, when Jewish faith in man, in the image of God, will ultimately be vindicated and completely fulfilled. Only then, with such realism wedded to idealism, realism wedded to idealism, with such faith, without naivete, can we aspire to the day when we'll be happy and joyous, confident and serene, as Am Yisrael in the time of Melech HaMashiach. Because when will the kisei be shalem? And when will the shame be shalem? Only in the end of days. Ki macho emcha et zecher amalek mitachas ha-shamayim. So when you go to shul next week, Shabbos Parshas Vayikra, Shabbos Parshas Zachar, keep in mind, you covered a lot of material, the things that we learned in shir tonight. You're fulfilling the mitzvah d'oraisa, and you have an obligation not only to fulfill it, to remember ba'peh u'balev, but to ensure that it is passed down ad olam, ad sof kol hadoros, ad bias kol tzedek. I wish everybody an uplifting, wonderful Chodesh Adar. There's one announcement from the Boca Raton Synagogue Midrashah. Please give them the courtesy of listening and appreciation for the shir, the Torah that we just shared tonight. And Be'ezrat Hashem, wish everybody a Chodesh Tov and a meaningful Adar and a Freilich and Freilich and Purim. Thank you.